This week I heard one of my favorite old songs, oldies, Forever Young, written by Bob Dylan. It says, "May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful, and may your song always be sung. And may you stay forever young." It's a beautiful song. It's a wish for a young person or for a friend that their spirit would always stay young and that they would never grow old. It's wishful thinking, of course. No one stays young forever. All of us get old. In a way, though, it's true, because in our memories, the people that we remember from our youth and from earlier times, they are forever young in our mind. In our memories, they stay forever young. Today's All Saints' Day, when we remember those who we love, who have passed, and in our minds, those are forever young. And I think in the mind of God, all of us are forever young. In our reading from Revelation this morning, John of Patmos has a vision. John was a Christian in the very first century of the church, and he was a faithful Christian, and he was persecuted because of his faith. And he was exiled to an island where he couldn't see or hear anyone. And while he was there, he prayed a lot. And he had these visions. And he wrote the visions down. And that is what we have as the book of Revelation. In the passage we read this morning, he sees a scene in heaven. And he sees a great multitude at the throne of God and in front of Christ the Lamb. He says the multitude is from every family, language, people, and nation. In other words, there's all races there, there's all colors, there's all nationalities. In heaven, there's diversity. There's no discrimination in heaven. And an angel tells him, when he asks about these people who are robed in white, in front of the throne of God, the angel says, "These are those who have gone through the great ordeal." And the church has always understood that to be, they are the martyrs, those who have been persecuted for their faith, those who, when they were told to recant their faith or be killed, they refused to renounce their faith in Jesus and were killed. So those are the ones who are standing there before the throne, surrounded by the angels and all the saints. In the church, there have been many martyrs throughout the centuries. One that comes to mind is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a pastor in Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 1940s. He organized an underground church, an underground seminary to try to be faithful to Christ in the Nazi regime. He was arrested and put in prison, and 3 days before the end of the war, he was taken out of his cell and he was hung. So he's one of the many martyrs standing before the throne of God. This vision that John had of the martyr standing before the throne of God, in a way, answers the question that we all have, is why is there evil? And how can a good God allow evil to happen? And what it's sort of saying is that in the very end, God will make everything right. God will bring justice at the last, and we will see it in heaven. Well, when I think of the martyrs in heaven, I think of all people who have been persecuted in any way. I think of that little boy, Ryan Rosales, who was killed by his mentally ill mother this last week, read about in the papers. He was innocent, he had never done anything wrong, and yet he was killed. And I think he's standing there before the throne of God as one of the martyrs. I think of my friend Ian, who worked in a photo lab in a newspaper and was poisoned by the chemicals. He suffered from terrible depression and he ended up committing suicide. I think of Matthew Shepard, who was tied to a fence on a cold night in Wyoming and beaten severely and left to die because he was gay. I think he's one of the martyrs standing before the throne in heaven. Or my relative Dennis, who suffered from schizophrenia and essentially died of neglect at age 26. I pray for Dennis standing before the throne. I think all of these are martyrs with that white robe on that signifies purity, standing before the throne of God. When I read the Beatitudes that we had in our gospel lesson today, I think of the people that Jesus is talking about in the Beatitudes are the same as the martyrs that John is seeing in heaven. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the pure in spirit, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted. Blessed are you," he says, "when you are persecuted." You know, the Beatitudes are notoriously difficult to interpret. How can Jesus say that these people are blessed when it seems like they suffer so much? How can he call them blessed? It's as if he's turned our normal thinking about the way things are upside down, and all the categories we know are switched. Well, I think Jesus is talking in the Beatitudes about anyone who has encountered difficulties or challenges. In other words, he's talking about you and me. Insofar as we have experienced suffering, and we all have in some way, we are among the blessed that Jesus is talking about. In our epistle, John says, "See what love the Father has, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." He says, all this will be revealed to us when we are in heaven. So the martyrs standing around the throne of God in heaven, I think, are us. We are all children of God. We are all saints of God. Thomas Merton, the great Trappist monk, wrote about an experience he had in 1958 when he was about 41 years old. He was going into Louisville, Kentucky, doing some errands for the monastery, and this is what he wrote. "In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, and even though we were total strangers. Then it was as if I suddenly saw the secret beauty of their hearts, the depths of their hearts, where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach, the core of their reality, the person that each one is in God's sight. If only they could see themselves as they really are. If only we could see each other that way all the time." Well, I think that is how Jesus saw every human being. He saw the light of God shining within each person, even if it's sometimes obscured. So today we remember the martyrs who suffered and died. We remember our loved ones who went before us and have died. And we remember that all of us are children of God. All of us are saints of God. Amen.